Good morning. Today's message title is Eating One Bread Together. Bible verse Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 29. Let's read Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I will never drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." This month is World Peace Month, and this week, Koinonia is scheduled. Koinonia is a Greek word that expresses close relationship and fellowship. This year's Koinonia will have the junior and senior high school students of teens visit Taebang Church in Korea. Last year, we welcomed the junior and senior high school students of Taebang Church to Megumi Church. There is a collection of testimonies from last year's teens Koinonia. And partly because of the influence of COVID, it was held after a long interval, and it overflows with wonderful testimonies of Koinonia. Among the testimonies of Koinonia up to now, the one I personally cannot forget is that testimony from when Pastor Hong, during his time as youth director, visited Taebang Church for the youth Koinonia. Pastor Hong, who had been nervous about many things, from the advance preparations to the service during the Koinonia period to the interpreting and preaching, to his responsibility as youth director, was moved when in Korea he witnessed with his own eyes that the young people of Megumi Church and the young people of Taebang Church were one in Christ. And not only that, on Sunday night, he did a facial pack at a Jinjibang, and it is said through deeply to himself, "I'm so glad I become a pastor. I am a being who is affirmed by Jesus." He ate dak galbi, and in Myeongdong, and even being late for the meeting time, all the young people together ate perfect, fully savoring Koinonia. That is the testimony. Being released from various tensions with one another, worshiping together, eating together, and spending time together so that it becomes a time of rich fellowship. That is koinonia. Last year's teens koinonia also had eating as its theme. Eating the world together, eating Korean food together, and the junior and senior high school students of Megumi Church, and the junior and senior high school students of Teppan Church, becoming one, it overflowed with such testimonies. I made Korean friend. It became a precious country where a precious friend lives. We made delicious curry together. We were able to become close. We were able to receive the same grace from the same God. We were able to be connected by God. I want to be together more. I am looking forward to next year's koinonia. There is such fellowship of koinonia, the blessing of becoming one together. Because of the cross of Jesus Christ, our close relationship with God, koinonia, has been restored. Furthermore, we too can partake of the grace of koinonia, in which we also deeply fellowship with one another and become one. One of the opportunities in which we experience that we are one is the communion service. It is the communion service in which we gather together, eat bread together, and drink wine together. At its center is Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, koinonia was realized. We receive the grace of koinonia in the communion service. The fellowship of koinonia between Megumi Church and Teppan Church also has a history, but even more than that, koinonia of the Bible had history from the Old Testament and magnificent plan of God. The Gospel of Matthew begins with the opening word, the record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Since figures from the Old Testament appear even through it is the New Testament, those who open the New Testament for the first time may be surprised. The foundation of the New Testament. The foundation of the New Testament of is the Old Testament. That the New Testament exists as an extension of the Old Testament, and it is not merely that the story continues, but that there is magnificent plan of God from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament. The plan that the Lord God prepared for the salvation of humankind in the time of Old Testament, the restoration of koinonia spoken through the prophets, the fulfillment of the promise of salvation. These are recorded in the New Testament. Right now, we ourselves are being kept alive within God's plan together with Jesus. What God prepared so that we would remember that we are being kept alive with God's plan of koinonia is the communion service. Today's scripture passage is the scene of the first communion service that Jesus performed. I would like to ask to think deeply about the richness of the communion service that we offer. The communion service was held at the table of the Last Supper before Jesus was crucified. In chapter 26, Jesus tells his disciples that he himself would be crucified 2 days later, on the day of the Passover festival. Matthew chapter 26, verse 1 through 2. When Jesus had finished saying all these words, He said to his disciples, "As you know, after 2 days it will be the Passover, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the crucified." The foundation of the New Testament is the Old Testament, and the New Testament exists as an extension of the magnificent story of the Old Testament. And the Passover festival that became the Last Supper was also a good event within the Old Testament. As descendants of Abraham, the people of Israel increased and spread, but in the time of Jacob, they came to move to Egypt. After that, the people became slaves of Egypt and came to be afflicted. God, who saw the suffering of the people, sought to deliver the people through Moses. God afflicts Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Through Moses, there are the 10 plagues. But Pharaoh refuses to release the slaves. God carried out his final plan. This is the 10th plague. It is that on the certain night, the Lord would go through and kill every firstborn son and the firstborn of the animal in all the house of the Egyptians. To the people of Israel, he commands that they slaughter a lamb and apply its blood to the doorpost and the lintel of their house. In this way, for a house that has blood of lamb applied on the account of sacrifice of the lamb, he would pass over the disaster. This is the origin of the Passover festival. The Lord delivered the people from the suffering of slavery. The Lord God appointed that this event be commemorated, remembered, and celebrated. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. This day is to be memorial for you. You are to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. You must celebrate it. Jesus towards the table of the celebration of Passover festival together with his disciples. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." At the Passover festival, at the beginning of the meal, the head of the household would break the bread and bless it. At the Last Supper, Jesus blessed the bread and added words that gave new meaning to the bread. And the Passover meal, which remembers the deliverance from the slavery in Egypt, became through the cross of Jesus the communion service that remembered that people were delivered from sin, and people came to keep and observe the communion service while awaiting the Lord's second coming and the last days. Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed God, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body." Jesus added new meaning to the bread eaten, the Passover meal. This broken bread symbolized the body of Jesus on the cross. "Take and eat, this is my body." By eating the bread, we gain life. Jesus, who said, "This is my body," by his death on the cross, forgives our sins and gives life to us who, because of sin, should have died. What is important here is that the bread is one. Disciples ate together the one bread that Jesus took in his hand. Jesus broke the one bread and distributed it, and the disciples ate it. It was not that from the beginning one piece of bread each was distributed, and each person ate his one. What about our communion service? Since we each receive bread that has already been divided, there may be times when we receive and eat the bread without much thought that it was originally one bread that Jesus distributed to the disciples from one bread. The bread we receive is one, the bread the disciples received and the bread we will receive is one bread. When we think of it this way, it seems that our feelings when we receive the bread at the communion service change. Jesus took this one bread and blessed God. When we too ponder that all of us are receiving one bread, do we not come to have a heart that praises God? It is God's magnificent plan of salvation from the Old Testament and reaching to the New Testament. We are now partaking of salvation of Jesus Christ across the history of humankind, transcending space and time. I am now receiving one bread, one body. It is not something to be taken for granted. In the communion service, we are experiencing an astonishing event. Matthew chapter 26, verse 27. And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you." Continuing, Jesus took a cup in his hand, "Drink from this, all of you." Just as the bread was one, this cup too was one. The disciples drank the wine from the one cup that Jesus held in his hand. In our communion service, since it is difficult for everyone to drink from one cup, from the beginning, grape juice is put into each individual cup. Therefore, it may be difficult to picture one cup. When we drink the grape juice from the cup, unless we are conscious that this was the one cup that Jesus took in his hand, it becomes merely a single cup of grape juice in our hand. The wine represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. It is the one for all blood of the cross. It is the blood that alone can completely forgive our sins. It is the one cup that Jesus gave his disciples to drink. We too now receive the grace of that cup. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Concerning the wine of the cup, Jesus says, "This is my blood." This wine represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Concerning that blood, Jesus speaks. He says that that blood is blood poured out for many, and blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. And furthermore, that it is the blood of the covenant. First, it is said to be blood poured out for many. The blood of the one cup is not for a few people, not for special chosen people, but is blood for many people. The blood of the one cup is divided and given to many people, and many people come to receive grace from that one cup. This was also a prophecy in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Because Jesus shed his blood for many, even I myself am able to partake of the grace. That blood was blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. It is the blood of the sacrifice, the blood of substitute. In the time of the Old Testament, people's sins were forgiven by the blood of animals. People had to shed the blood of animals again and animal again and again. But Jesus, with one cup, with the one for all death of the cross, brings us the forgiveness of sins. Our sins have already been forgiven. No more blood needs to be shed. Jesus became the sacrifice for the people and for the forgiveness of sins of many people. That because of the blood of Jesus, the sins of people would be forgiven. Isaiah, the prophet of the Old Testament, also prophesied this. The fulfillment of the prophecy is the cross of Jesus Christ. And Jesus' blood is said to be the blood of covenant. The blood of the covenant is also an event of the Old Testament. Moses, who led the people of Israel out of Egypt, read the law of God to the people and had them hear it at the foot of Mount Sinai. When the people promised to keep it, part of the blood of the animals offered as sacrifices was sprinkled on the altar, and part was sprinkled on the people. And Moses said that it was the blood of covenant that the Lord makes with you. However, if we look at the history of the people of Israel, it is recorded that They did not obey God's command and broke this covenant. Even so, God called the people of Israel, people of the blood of the covenant. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied that God would make new covenant with the people. The covenant that Jesus newly gave to us, that is the promise that by the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven, and that those who believe and accept this are saved, was given. While receiving the grace of the one cup, we remember that we are the people of the new covenant. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "This is the new covenant in my blood." That was also the institution of the communion service, so that believers would always call to mind the grace of the Lord. It is also something that makes us remember that through the cross of Jesus, we began to the covenant. We belong to the covenant community of God. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me," and thought that this communion should be repeated. Repeatedly, we should remember we are one through Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. I tell you, from new on, now from now on, I will never drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That is the day when Jesus comes again and salvation is completed. Jesus' words about the bread and the cup called to mind the death of Jesus. But we must also turn out our hearts to the fact that Jesus, who died and rose again, will come again, and the life that is given to us by Jesus is eternal life, life that is led into the kingdom of heaven. While partaking of communion, how should we live? Until the time when Jesus comes again, in the communion service, being conscious that Jesus died and rose again, is together with us, having the fellowship of koinonia with Jesus, and having the fellowship of koinonia with one another who partake of communion together, until we meet Jesus again. We want to live this life on earth with faith. that day when I drink it new. What is that newness? It must be wonderful table, one that cannot even be compared with the communion service repeated on this earth. While longing for the wood, wonderful table, we want to continue to walk faithfully within the fellowship of Koinonia the remaining journey on this earth. Our journey is not a lonely journey. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. We all receive the same forgiveness of sins through the cross of Jesus Christ and live together, being kept alive within the fellowship of Koinonia, connected to Christ and connected to one another. We become one. Within us Christ lives. There is salvation of Christ. There is forgiveness and love and grace overflow. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in your plan, you sent Jesus Christ to us. You gave forgiveness our sins. And you gave the chance of Koinonia. Thank you. Let us walk in joy and your grace. We are one. We are one bread. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.